So he did it. Elon Musk has detonated what he called a thermonuclear lawsuit against one of the most woke leftist organizations on the planet. And that's none other than George Soros' own Media Matters, an organization that exists for no other reason than to smear conservatives and patriots like Elon Musk. And it looks like Musk is about to blow them into oblivion. So what's happening here is absolutely fascinating. But before we get into it, make sure to stick it to the establishment by clicking on that link below and getting yourself and the patriots in your life this incredible Trump half dollar coin. Gang, they're absolutely beautiful. For a limited time, you can get these incredible collectible half dollars for just a quarter of their original price. Each coin is 100% genuine JFK half dollar and comes with a certificate of authenticity, letting you know that it's one of a limited set. They're all made right here in the USA and make a perfect gift for the MAGA patriots in your life. You can feel the energy rising for 2024, so show your support for the greatest political comeback in history today by clicking on the link in the description below. Get your own Trump half dollar today. What happened is that this ultra-woke Media Matters ran a November 16th report that accused X, formerly Twitter, of linking together a number of big-name brand advertisements with neo-Nazi accounts. So the ads for companies such as Apple, IBM, Xfinity, and the like were supposedly displayed alongside accounts that were spewing neo-Nazi propaganda. And they put up together screenshots of IBM and Apple ads right next to posts that touted Hitler. And this, of course, caused a number of these advertisers to pull their ad dollars from X. Well, as it turns out, according to Musk, what really happened was that Media Matters actually created fake accounts, and these fake accounts followed pro-neo-Nazi accounts, and then these fake accounts kept refreshing their pages until ads popped up. They took screenshots of the ads, and then, and here's the key, they claimed it was all organic. They claimed that they did an investigation into how the platform was functioning irrespective of any intentional manipulation. In other words, Media Matters made it all up. It's a fraud, like the Russian collusion hoax. It's all a scam. Here's independent journalist Michael Schellenberger reporting on his own investigation into Media Matters claims.
I mean, it sounds shocking. It sounds like if you're on X, formerly known as Twitter, that you are being served up neo-Nazi content and that it's all being tied together with these big brands. Well, as you pointed out, they created fake accounts to follow neo-Nazis, and then they say that they got those ads served. Well, we did the same thing, as any journalist should have done as soon as they heard about this. We created fake accounts. We followed the exact same pro-Nazi accounts that Media Matters named, and we couldn't get any ads. We refreshed constantly. We went into the actual content itself. We then went and followed three times more pro-Nazi accounts. Same thing. We couldn't get any ads served up to us. So first of all, we were not able to replicate Media Matters. We asked Media Matters to respond, to explain how they gamed the system to be shown the ads after having already followed pro-Nazi content. We didn't hear back from them. I think that tells you that what's going on here, there's more than meets the eye, I would say.
So it looks like Media Matters got caught. They got caught red-handed perpetrating a blatant fraud. It's an attempt at financially hurting a major social media company through lies. They're using fraudulent methods to prop up an accusation they push before ever investigating the social media platform. It's like, you know, the health studies that were put out by Philip Morris and Marlboro cigarettes, right? No one's taken those studies seriously because the conclusion was already predetermined before the study. So it looks like we got Media Matters blatantly committing fraud here. And so Elon has just dropped what he's calling a thermonuclear lawsuit on them with the express purpose of blowing Media Matters to smithereens. Musk wants them eradicated as a viable organization. He's hiring the best lawyers, and he just filed a lawsuit against Media Matters in the Texas courts. And guess what? Musk is now being joined by the single greatest attorney general in the nation, Ken Paxton, the Texas Trump. The Texas Attorney General's office just announced that they, too, were indeed investigating Media Matters for fraudulent activity in relation to their bogus report on Twitter. So now Media Matters has to contend with the single most powerful attorney general in the nation outside of D.C., along with the single most powerful financier, Elon Musk. Now, you may have heard that it's not just Musk launching his lawsuits against media companies. We're getting word now that President Trump's Truth Social is fighting back and suing 20 media outlets over allegedly false reports stating that the company had suffered tens of million dollars of losses. The suit was filed in the Florida State Court, and it points to a slew of news articles that claim that the company, the Truth Social, had lost nearly $100 million, which Truth Social is saying is completely false. So they're suing The Guardian News, Hollywood Reporter, Miami Herald, Reuters, Rolling Stone, The Hill, Deadline Hollywood, and over a dozen other media outlets, which all of which says to me that Trump, like Elon, sees now as the time to launch a full-throttle attack on the media. We've got to recognize that every single poll out there shows that trust in the legacy media is at an all-time low right now. And with the implosion of trust, now is the perfect time to seal their fate with a slew of lawsuits that basically sues them into oblivion. That's what Trump is hoping to do here with these 20 outlets. And of course, that's what Elon Musk is hoping to do with the ultra-woke Media Matters. And the combination of these two economic and political giants may just be the perfect storm to crush these despicable left-wing outlets once and for all. Hey, gang, I know what it's like to feel alone out there in these turbulent times, but I broke free. If you, too, have been looking for a community with like-minded patriots who are serious about resisting globalism, building a parallel economy, and having intelligent and deep fellowship on a regular basis, then you've come to the right place. In my Courageous Patriot Insiders community, we're building a close-knit movement of, by, and for patriots who are breaking free from the outrage and despair cycles of the mainstream media and taking on the fight against globalism. Every week, I deep dive into the content I can't share on big tech and give you the cliff notes on the truth of how patriots just like you are building up their communities, starting patriot businesses, and fighting the woke in both public and private. All with a few history and political lessons from yours truly, of course. If you want to stop feeling alone as a patriot and stand together with this fast-growing community, be sure to click on the link in the description below. Don't wait. Join me and my Patriot Coalition today, and let's get fighting.